You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It was 2014 and I was 12 when this happened. A little backstory. My mom had moved here from Mexico in the early 90s, so she couldn't find a steady job at the time besides just cleaning buildings like clinics and banks. She always took at least one of my siblings, including me, and we always argued on who should go clean with her, but this time it was me. We finished cleaning 3 banks, and the 4th was always the last one. We'd usually get to the 4th bank around 12 a.m., so we'd always have to be cautious of druggies and other dangerous people who'd lurk in the streets at night, because they'd always assume that we could get them to the machines which store all the money. I was almost finished vacuuming and switching the bags of trash cans when my mom handed me the keys to the entrance and told me to wipe the windows outside. I was hesitant because I've never gone outside alone to wipe down the windows, but I reluctantly agreed to go. I made my way out with a bucket and window wiper when I had heard a grown man screaming outside. I paused for a moment to listen for the man again, but I didn't hear anything. I was afraid to go outside, but I knew if I came back inside without wiping down the windows, my mom would scold me, so I just bit the bullet and went out. I dipped the window wiper in the water and started wiping away, until I heard the same scream coming from my right, and it sounded like it was getting closer. I know what you're probably all thinking. Why didn't I drop all my shit right then and there and then run inside? Well, being raised in a Hispanic household, my mom always spoon-fed me examples of family members not fearing danger. I wasn't going to let some maniac scare me from finishing my job. But all that changed when he rounded the corner. He was huge. He had a white beard which hung down to his lower chest, and he had crazy eyes as if he was on PCP. I then froze, hoping that he didn't notice me. But he did. At that moment, his mouth had opened wider than I thought was humanly possible. And he let out this yell, which I thought would have been able to shatter the windows all around me. Have you ever seen the movie Veronica? If you have, then maybe you remember the scene where Veronica let out the scream after playing the Ouija board. Well, yeah, it was just like that. I then fumbled around my pockets for the keys and tried to open the door. I mean, damn, why couldn't my mom give me one pair of keys instead of 20 different keys on a key ring? The man was inching closer, no more than about 15 feet away from me until I finally unlocked the door. I then grabbed my shit and then got inside. Right when I was about to shut the door though, the man latched onto the handle trying to pry it open. In my free time, I never really liked video games like most kids, but I really loved lifting weights. So I had slammed my foot against the door on the right, and I then pulled with all my might and managed to slam the door. That's when the man with so much malice in his eyes yelled once more before walking into the night. I got back into the building and somehow my mom didn't hear a thing because she was scrubbing the toilets in the restrooms. I didn't tell her what happened because I was in shock. We finally finished, and on our way out she had noticed handprints on the glass of the door that the man was trying to pull, to which she then commented how much of an awful job I did. Needless to say, I never washed the windows again after that. We still pass by that bank every once in a while, and I can still sometimes hear that man's screams of anger. That was truly a terrifying time. This happened at a pretty late time around where I lived. At the time, my mom and my two sisters and I, who I'll call VNA for the story, were sitting in the back of the car, and we had just finished up closing the family restaurant that we owned. For some background information, I'm 13, my sister V was 11, and my sister A was 7. V and I had some library books that we needed to return. Keep in mind that this was around when COVID had just first started. So as we drove down towards the library, remember as I said before, it was laid out. So as we pulled up to the entrance of the library, we had saw this guy who we'll call Jack standing outside. Now, I'm gonna state that my family and I are all Chinese. It's important to keep this in mind for future details. As I grabbed the bag of books, I walked over to the front where the library had these two boxes where we could toss the books in so they could normally get the books sorted the next day. Once I had gotten close enough, I saw that the boxes and doors were all locked, so I turned back around to hop back in the car and go tell my mom. When I did turn around, I saw that Jack had walked to the passenger side door where I'd left it open when I exited the car. And as I told my mom in Chinese that the boxes were locked up, I had started making my way back towards the car. As I neared the door, Jack had started asking my mom for money. And this is where the fact that I said we were Chinese came into play. My mom started looking at Jack while telling me in Chinese to get back in the car, and then she acted as if she didn't understand him. As I got in the car, he had just stared at me with this really creepy and weird look on his face. As soon as I was in the car, my mom locked the doors and then started driving away from Jack as fast as she could. While she was doing this, I was looking in the rearview mirror just to see him standing there without moving an inch. I know that this probably isn't scary to many people, but it was really horrifying for my mom knowing that I was at arm's length of this guy that she didn't know late at night on an abandoned and empty street. And you have to also remember that her other two children were in the back seat. After we were a good distance away from the library, my mom had turned to us and told us how scared she was, and that she was going to sign us up for Taekwondo and self-defense as soon as she could, which still hasn't happened yet due to the pandemic. But I know that as soon as that ends, she'll take us to sign up for whatever self-defense program that she has in mind for us. I'm still living in the town that this happened in, but I've definitely become more paranoid and way more aware of my surroundings late at night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm currently a 23-year-old female. But this happened when I was around 10 years old. Now, this wasn't a close encounter with a psychopath or coming face to face with some mysterious creature, but I think what makes this encounter so creepy is the fact that it can't be explained even to this day. When I was 10 years old, I was living with my mom and my older brother. He was 12 at the time, and it was in a very small bungalow. Nothing paranormal ever happened in this house before, except for this one occasion. Even then, I'm not so sure it was even paranormal. I had one of those doorway bead curtains hanging on my bedroom door frame, so whenever someone walked in or out of my room, you would distinctly hear the beads moving around. This will be relevant later. My mom's room was right next to mine, but her door was perpendicular to mine, so I could see her entire door directly from my bed. I could see very clearly whether it was opened or closed. My brother's room was in the basement at the time. Now, my mom only ever closes her door when she's sleeping inside her bedroom. If she gets up during the night to go to the washroom, her door stays open until she goes back in to go to sleep. This will also be relevant later. One night, I fell asleep, and I woke up at around 3 a.m. Cliche, I know. I remember being annoyed because I often had a hard time going back to sleep once I woke up. It seemed like whenever I woke up, I would immediately be wide awake and have a hard time going back to sleep. I still had my earbuds in from when I was listening to music while falling asleep. So I took them out, rolled them up, and then placed them on my wall-mounted shelf beside my bed. The house was dead quiet, except for the low hum of the refrigerator a few rooms away and the sound of a ticking clock somewhere. I was tossing and turning for maybe 30 seconds trying to find a comfortable position when I then heard a loud bang coming from either our kitchen or living room. It distinctly sounded like a full heavy cardboard box falling onto the floor. I was extremely awake now and very alert. I sat up quietly, listening intently for another sound. Hopefully sounds of walking from either my mom or my brother. Maybe my mom was in the kitchen getting some water and dropped something. But from my bed, I could see that her bedroom door was closed, meaning she was in her bedroom asleep. Maybe it was my brother? But I didn't hear any other sounds. No footsteps or the sound of glass being placed on the counter or the fridge door closing. Our house was very small, so we could hear everything. I would have heard his footsteps in the kitchen, and I definitely would have heard them going down the stairs because we had a very creaky staircase going downstairs. I quickly decided that something must have fallen on its own due to it being placed on an angle and it finally fell off its surface. I lay back down, facing away from the door, and attempt to go back to sleep. Not even 15 seconds later, I hear my door beads move abruptly, as if someone smacked them quickly. I jolt upright and quickly look towards my bedroom door. I was shocked to see that my beads were completely motionless. I just sat there dumbfounded, staring at the non-moving beads that I just heard being moved. What the hell? I decide that I must be losing my mind and that I'm just hearing things due to adrenaline or fatigue. So once again, I lay back down to hopefully now fall asleep. But this time I'm facing my door with my eyes wide open due to my paranoia. Like I said, I was only 10 at the time, so I was very scared at this point. My mind was racing with thoughts of monsters, ghosts, or maybe even an intruder. But not even 30 seconds go by when I then hear loud, heavy running coming from my basement. It was as if someone was wearing heavy boots and running around in the basement. We were doing some renovations in the basement at the time, so our basement floors were creaky plywood subflooring, which were quite loud if you walked on them, let alone ran on them. I sat up to listen more closely, but by the time I had finished sitting up, the running then stopped. But then just a few seconds later, I then hear running yet again in the basement for a second time. All I could think was, why is my brother running around in the basement at 3 a.m.? My brother has Asperger's, and therefore has routines and behaves in very specific and repetitive manners, and he never runs. Not even during the day, let alone at 3 o'clock in the morning. He also has this condition where if he sweats, he breaks out in hives, hence the reason that he never runs. I realized that it couldn't be my brother. I try not to think of the worst. A break-in. Sudden fears of my entire family being murdered came to mind, but I stayed calm. I listened intently for several minutes. I could clearly hear if someone was walking or running in the basement because of the small size of her house and the creaky plywood subflooring like I mentioned before. But I heard nothing else after that. I desperately wanted to call for my mom or run to her room, but I was so scared that I didn't dare move or make a sound. If it was an intruder, they most likely just wanted to steal some stuff, and I didn't want to give them any reason to come upstairs and potentially hurt my mom. She was a single mother with two young kids with no means of protection. Self-defense weapons are illegal in my country. I laid back down very quietly in fear. It took me hours to fall back asleep. When I woke up, the sun was shining through my window. My mom's door was open, and I heard her and my brother talking in the kitchen, along with cartoons playing in the living room. I got up quickly and went straight to the kitchen. I wanted to ask them if they too heard anything strange last night. I expected a definite yes, but both of them said that they hadn't. I asked if either one of them found anything placed weirdly or found something on the kitchen and living room floor that might have fallen down in the night. They both said no. I then asked if either one of them got up during the night for any reason. And again, looking at me a little strangely, they said no. My heart dropped. I couldn't believe that neither one of them caused those noises. Just to confirm, I then asked my brother straight up, "So you weren't running around in the basement last night?" No, I wasn't," he answered, confused. Neither my mom nor my brother has ever sleepwalked in their lives. My brother wasn't interested, so he just went downstairs to play on his computer. My mom, however, was concerned, so I told her all that I had heard the night before. We checked the front door, which was locked, and then we checked all the windows, which were also closed, locked, and undamaged. Nothing was stolen. I still have no idea what happened that night. No one in my family ever plays pranks, and I can't think of any reason why they would lose a good night's sleep just to scare me with random noises. Besides, I didn't hear any sounds of walking or anyone returning to their bedrooms at any point after the noises. And how would they have made the sound of my beads moving without ever actually moving them? If you guys have any ideas, I'd really love to hear them. I thought that maybe it could have just been a very, very vivid and realistic nightmare. That is, until I found my earbuds neatly rolled up on my wall-mounted shelf beside my bed in the exact same spot and position I placed them when I had woken up at 3 a.m. So yeah, I don't think it was a nightmare. Whatever it was absolutely one creepy as hell experience. This happened during the summer of 2021 in California. We were out and about in our city running errands and enjoying the summer weather. We realized that we needed to grab a few things for dinner that night, so we stopped by a Trader Joe's to shop. As I pull my car up and we get out of the car, a second car pulls in next to mine. I happen to look over my shoulders and see a black man in what looks to be his late 50s. He has a look of anger on his face, and he calls me over. I approach the car to see what he wants. I figured it was still daylight around 7 o'clock that night, and we were in the front of the store. What's the worst that could really happen? I walk over, and the man is smoking a cigarette and still menacingly glaring at me.
"Thank you for not ignoring me,"
the man growled. I remained calm, but was already on edge. "What's up, man?" I asked him. The man takes another drag off of his cigarette, and I noticed that his knuckles are bleeding. This guy had clearly busted them on either a wall or someone's face. And based on how aggressive he was being towards me, I suspected the latter.
"I'm really pissed off,"
he said, as if I couldn't already tell.
"My daughter just got the fucking shit beat out of her, and I'm trying to get out to her."
I didn't know what to say other than, "Oh wow, I'm really sorry to hear that." I'm not ashamed to admit that I was getting scared both for my fiance and myself. The man locked eyes with me yet again.
"Yeah, so I need some money,"
he growled again.
"I'm not a bum. I'm not a fucking bad guy. I just need some money to get to my daughter, and you're gonna help me."
I couldn't help but look down and could see that he kept his hand under his seat. I've seen this move before in movies and TV shows. There was a really high chance that this man either had a gun or another weapon on him and was either going to rob us, shoot us, or both. I was panicking on the inside and only said, "Yeah, man, sure. Let me go inside and get some cash. You may call me an idiot for that, but I was trying to think of a way out to get out of this situation without setting this already unstable guy off." My fiance looked at me and asked what was going on as I walked back to the front of my car. I didn't answer her, as I then contemplated what would happen if we went into that store. He parked next to my car and still stared at us. No doubt that I couldn't come out empty-handed or call the cops and then risk them not coming on time or at all for that matter. I knew that I had one shot at making a move. I told my fiancé to get in the car and that I would explain later. As I walked in my driver's seat, the man then looked at me yet again.
"You going to give me some money?"
he demanded. I nodded my head. "Yeah, man. Just wait here and I'll be right back." Thank God that he believed my story and didn't follow us out. I got in the car and then immediately drove away. My fiance looked over at me again and asked me what was going on. I told her what happened and that we needed to go to a different Trader Joe's for our groceries. My fiance was completely understanding and supportive. I have a history of severe anxiety and I was completely caught off guard by that situation. Needless to say, I took multiple back roads to the Trader Joe's in our neighborhood. I was on edge for the rest of the night, and also paranoid about that man following us home or finding my car somehow. Let this be a lesson to all of you out there. I don't care how big and tough that you think you are. Never ever approach a stranger's car at all. I'm a 6 foot tall and muscular guy, and this was terrifying for even me. It's not about a man card or your ego when your safety or the safety of the people around you are in question. Be smart and stay away from situations like that. It's just not worth the trouble that it comes with. I'm a female, and when I was about 15 years old or so, my parents asked if I wanted to get out of the house with them. I said sure, and we had stopped off at a local Quick Trip for gas, drinks, and some cigarettes for my mom. As usual, my dad went in to get the stuff while my mom sat in the car in the passenger seat, and I stayed with her in the seat behind. I noticed a creepy man who was clearly homeless in his mid to late 30s at the payphone, maybe about 10 to 15 feet away from our car. He was talking on the phone, but he never took his eyes off me nor my mom. I will never forget it because of the song that was playing, "Never There" by The Cake. It all just felt very unsettling in the moment. I asked my mom if she had noticed the guy staring, and she said yeah, and to just ignore it. My dad exited the store, and upon getting into the car and starting the engine, the door is automatically locked. Thank God for this feature, because what happened next will always stay with me. We had started the car, and within about 5 to 10 seconds, we started to back out, but I saw the guy approaching the car heading towards the rear driver's side. He had something in his hand wrapped in what looked like a towel or cloth, and he made a point to try and conceal it behind his back. He grabbed the door handle on the rear driver's side, as if he had just expected to just climb in the car. Since it was locked and wouldn't open, the man just looked at us and then mouthed,
"Sorry, sorry,"
all while waving his free hand despite the fact that the other one was still behind his back. Then he tried to open the car door again. I guess he thought that after the first time we would unlock it so he could get in? I'm not sure, but he wasn't sober and his intentions felt dark. I swear that he wanted to carjack us and hurt me or my mom, possibly even my dad. We then drove away and we called the cops on him. As we left the parking lot, we had watched the guy run to a nearby mailbox and then hide whatever he had previously concealed behind his back. I don't know what that guy had planned or what the hell his problem was, but I really hope that he got some help. Hey everyone, that's about it for today's stories. If you have your own story that you would like to send, you can send it in at southerncannibal.com. or you can email it at southerncannibalstories@gmail.com. I look forward to telling your story. Have a good night or good day, everyone. And remember to always...